from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Bills camp opens Wednesday. St. John Fisher University players reporting tomorrow. Dan Fates, 13WM Sports, Buffalo Plus, good with his time and joining us now with his preview. And Dan, just to get you in on our conversation that we've been having here this afternoon, and we look at this roster and try to make our early projections of what the final 53 might look like. Where are you at with Damar Hamlin? Is he a lock to make this team?
Yeah, I think he's actually got a good chance to possibly nab one of the starting safety positions. I really do. We just got done taping a Buffalo Plus podcast that will be up on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. And they were asking, we kind of said like, hey, there's no Poyer, there's no Hyde. I don't think it's crazy to sit there and say the starting safeties could be Taylor Rapp and Damar Hamlin. I really don't. Again, I think we need to get past the dying on the field and the cardiac arrest and going back to the football player that Damar Hamlin was when he filled in for Micah Hyde. What was it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when he had 90-something tackles? Like, this guy can still play football. That's kind of on the back burner. And him just getting back on the field, I think, was, you know, you talk about overcoming an injury, whether it's physical and then mentally getting back on the field. And then Damar played really well in OTAs and minicamp. Had a couple of interceptions. I thought he was flying around the field looking like the Damar pre-cardiac arrest. So I think he's a lock to make the team. I think he's got a decent chance to win a starting spot. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, Dan, I look at that that battle at both those safety positions here, and I think in the perfect world, you invested a second-round pick. You want Cole Bishop as a starter, but knowing the difficulty of that position, how it is, and in particular the Sean McDermott defense here, like, what is a realistic timeline for Cole Bishop to come in and play meaningful snaps? Is that midseason? Is it next year? Could he win the job week one?
Yeah, I think it really is a three-headed race. And Mike and Jenna were just talking, we were recording the podcast, they think Mike Edwards could be the guy to line up alongside Taylor Rapp. And I haven't seen anything of Mike Edwards because he hasn't been out there. He's been dealing with injuries this offseason, so we haven't seen him. And let's not act like Mike Edwards was some pro bowler on these last two teams. He was a backup that spot started. So it's not like they absolutely went out there and broke the bank to sign Mike Edwards. So that's why I think this is wide open. And to your point, Gene, like, it is a tough system. And we have seen guys, especially on the defensive side, kind of get like a learning year. Like, I think about what Terrell Bernard was his first year. And he talked about how big the playbook felt and how when he got into one game, he's like, my head was spinning. And then he comes back the next year and wins the starting job out of training camp and then plays absolutely phenomenal. I think that's kind of what we saw, or what kind of happened with Dorian Williams last year. I think the guy's got a massive ceiling. He flies around the field. Athletically, he's a freak. I don't think he really understood going from a Tulane playbook in college to a Sean McDermott defense. So I would like Cole Bishop, if he comes out and you know, runs away with this job, I think he's got a good he's going to be in the race. But I think that maybe the expectations of understanding this complex defense we've seen, guys like Kyrie Elam have kind of struggled to get it at times, right? So let's temper expectations this year for Cole Bishop, but that doesn't mean that he's not going to be the starter next year or be a guy that can have an impact.
Dan, every year it feels like there's somebody who emerges out of camp, or especially early in camp, a name that you know is on the roster as it stands right now, but their play is kind of elevated. I mean, we didn't talk a lot about Christian Benford heading into that training camp, and he's now your cornerback one. Is there somebody that you've identified on this 90-man roster, 91-man roster, that you know, you think could be that person here during training camp at Fisher?
Guy that could stand out a little bit, or a guy that could all of a sudden make an impact?
Yeah, a guy that could not just stand out, but be somebody that makes an impact. That we don't like. We look at some of these names of some of the draft picks this year. I mean, even like a Daquan Hardy, somebody like that where we look at. All right, I'll just say it point blank. Kyrie Elam struggled last year, and I know that they've kind of made some adjustments to try and make life a little bit better for Kyrie Elam within this organization going into this season. But let's face it, I mean, if the guy doesn't show up at camp, you know, you still have to, you have an opportunity maybe to get something of value for Kyrie Elam, a former first-round pick, if you believe a player like Hardy can maybe step into that role as your third corner on the team. Is there somebody like that you have seen through the course of the offseason that might surprise some eyes, or might turn some heads and surprise some people here come Wednesday?
I like Dwayne Carter and what he can provide. He was the third-round pick out of Duke, but he's a defensive tackle. So, like, I don't think he's necessarily going to wow you. I think he can find a nice role in this defense and in the system with rotation with Ed Oliver and Daquan Jones in some of those pieces. Somebody's going to emerge as an edge rusher, because we just talked about in the podcast, like, I'm not sure what we're going to get with Von Miller. That's probably one of the biggest storylines, is what is a successful season going to be like for Von? And as of right now, I think AJ Epenesa may be a starter, and I'm not so sure I'm sold on AJ Epenesa being a starter on the opposite side of Greg Rousseau. So all of a sudden, if Von is 35 years old, coming off the ACL and all those things, like, I think we may see some guys flash in camp, and I can't think of a name off the top of my head, but like somebody that we haven't heard of because it's new faces on the defensive line, whether it's Kingsley Jonathan or some of those guys that all of a sudden we're going, hey, he might be able to, you know, pitch in 5-6 sacks this year. Those are the guys where I'm sitting there and I go, the top doesn't really wow me, if I'm being honest. Like, the edge is as much of a concern for me, edge rusher, as it is wide receiver. That's how I feel heading into Fisher. So I think there are going to be guys that flash, and, you know, last year it was the guy from Denver, Ray. Sorry,
oh, right. Yeah, I know who you're talking.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, like, he flashed for a little bit, and everybody's like, oh, this could be something, and then he got injured. So a lot of these things are going to be fluid, or where guys I think are going to pop at camp that may have a chance because everything's so open. We used to go to camp, guys, and like the last few years, you could write with a Sharpie marker the starters and most of the backups at every position. I can only do that at a handful of spots this year. And so that's what is going to be. There's going to be multiple guys, to answer your question in a terrible way by me. I think there's going to be a lot of them.
Yeah, we're talking to 13 Wham, also Buffalo Plus.
Dan Ray.
Dan, yeah, that's it.
That was the guy, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Von Miller's guy.
Yeah. Dan Fates joining us here in the sports bar. Dan, we're all going to gravitate to the wide receiver position, regardless of the year, this year in particular. As we're trying to figure out, you know, who may actually make this team at that position and who actually may contribute big time, is it just as simple as looking at who Josh Allen is throwing balls to as to who is taking the reps with the ones?
It's a good way to start, I'll tell you that much. And like I said, we won't be able to report on necessarily who went with the ones. And there's all these guidelines that we can't tweet or leak information, not leak information, report information we see. But it's no secret that Josh will throw to some people and Mitchell Trubisky will throw to others during warmups. And those are kind of things that stand out. for as well as Chase Claypool has looked during the offseason, all of the big passes he caught from were from Mitch Trubisky. So having some of those guys, like Josh is always going to throw to MDS, he's always going to throw to Shakir, he's always going to throw to Coleman, and he's going to throw to Samuel, and then that fifth spot is going to be rotated around. Seen Mac Hollins get some reps with Josh, but we haven't really seen Chase get a lot of work. I expect that to change at training camp, but we used to go into training camp, and it was like, I remember even when there would be bad days, you still went, man, Allen and Diggs are just so good together. Like, the offense could have a bad day, and you'd be like, yeah, but Diggs still made three awesome plays from Josh. And that's what we're going to have to replace and find. And we're not going to be able to sit here on July 22nd and say, this is the number one guy. I don't think the Bills have a number one guy. They're going to try and hodgepodge this thing together, and whether it's with a 2A, a 2B, and a 2C wide receivers and rotate around. I think there's three or four guys that could catch 600 yards to 800 yards. I don't know. I think we can all expect that, you know, the tight end's going to be
Kincaid.
Thank you. I am struggling right now. We just got done recording an hour and a half podcast. My brain is mush. So Dalton Kincaid, we know, will lead the team in probably receptions and yards. But who's going to be the guy that, again, on, as I like to say, third and 14 is the go-to wide receiver. Mike talked about who's the guy in third and six. They need to iron out some of those things to make defenses adjust. For whatever Stephon Diggs, whatever you want to say and your thoughts on him, he was a gravity player. Defenses adjusted and gave him extra attention. That attention is gone, and we're going to need to fill that around him.
Dan, I know we'll probably get our answers come Wednesday, but I'm wondering if you have heard anything based on what you saw in the offseason program here as far as the health of some of these guys. Mike Edwards, you mentioned earlier, you know, certainly, yeah. Matt Milano. We know Shakir got banged up a little bit at the end of mandatory minicamp. Do we have any concerns or worries that we're not going to see a full complement of Buffalo Bills on day one?
No, I'm actually pretty encouraged the fact that we got to see Milano in some respect during OTAs. The fact that we're not sitting here right now going, oh, when do you think Milano's going to get ramped up? Because, you know, the last few camps, it was, when is Trey White? We know he's not going to start, but when is he going to be there? Is he, you know, he's working off to the side. I expect Milano to be pretty much full go with individual drills, and then I imagine him being sprinkled in through team drills and 11-on-11 to kind of get him back up. But you don't need to rush Matt Milano. You know what he is. You know what he is. You know what his level of play and his expectation in this defense, knowing the system. Ray Davis is a couple of guys that I'm interested in because we just didn't get to see a ton of them. And Shakir seemed to be working out. I know that some people had some Instagram videos of him working out with Eric Moulds during the offseason after minicamp. So hopefully all of those things are checked off, because, guys, there used to be, like, it almost used to not matter at training camp these last 3 to 4 years, good or bad, because you went, if they had a bad day, you're like, you know, still know what to expect. It's almost like when you go to the same restaurant over and over again, even if the service isn't great, you're like, I still know the food that's coming out. Like, it's going to be good food, because you had Allen and Diggs. And even though I wasn't a huge fan of Gabe Davis, you knew what you were going to expect from those guys. All of that's gone. There's a new chef. And there's only the main guy that's the owner running the tables anymore. So all of this is going to be ramped up, and especially on Joe Brady. It's like they don't necessarily have a ton of time to iron things out. Week one approaches quickly, and it's like you kind of got to preheat the oven and get everything going now so you can hit the ground running, because there is a new identity that needs to be developed. I know he ran the ball well at the end of last season, but this is still a passing league, and that is what a lot of the replacement has to come from.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, I know it's a passing league, Dan, and I know maybe you're not a fan of talking about the running back battle, but what's the place for Ray Davis on this team? Because, gosh, we talked, if we're looking at this through the fantasy lens, everything from, oh, he's not going to get much, to, hey, he's actually going to have more of a workload here potentially. Like, where do you think that kind of fits in? Is he really a 1B to James Cook? Because the Bills draft him, unlike James Cook. James Cook didn't have any mileage coming out of him in Georgia. Like, Davis certainly seems ready to go here this season in his rookie year.
Davis is going to have to beat out Ty Johnson. And I was pretty high on Ty. What he brought in the passing game at the end of last year, I think Joe Brady used him really well. And he actually became the third down short yardage guy towards the end of the season, the way that he ran the ball between the tackles, I think they really liked. And it also alleviated some of the third down Josh Allen QB dives taking a beating. So bringing back Ty Johnson, I think, has kind of maybe been forgotten because of Ray Davis and his amazing story. And I think fans are already cheering for Ray Davis and rooting for him. But I think he's going to be much more in a battle with Ty Johnson than he actually is with James Cook to get those snaps. I think Ty and Ray are going to be splitting more carries than Ray and James Cook.
Dan, it's not the sexiest of topics, but special teams will look different this year. Saran Neal gone, Medakovich gone, and kickoffs are going to look different. If you're an NFL fan, it'll be something you've never seen before. Does anybody on this current roster gain an edge or a benefit to this roster, the final 53, if they make the final 53, because of what they can contribute to teams given this new kickoff rule?
Yeah, Danger, that's a really good question. And again, another topic we touched on, special teams heading into camp. I know this may shock you. I don't necessarily love to talk about things I know nothing about, although it seems like I can, and I do it often, what some people may believe. I have no idea how this kickoff is going to affect things. I always wanted there to be a kickoff because that's what some guys make their living on. That's how some guys make roster spots. So I always thought if you took that away, like, guys are losing jobs because, you know, they put their bodies on the line flying down the field. Now, it feels like some of these kickoffs are going to be nothing, and then the other, it feels like it's going to be 50-50. Either it's nothing or it's going to be a massive touchdown. Like, I have no idea what to expect, how to handle the kickoffs, how to prepare for it, how do you practice it to some respects. We were talking about, obviously, you're not flying down the field, but, like, to simulate that game speed of kickoffs is not really something they ever do during training camp. They all have just a little pinnies on. They walk down the field. They put their hands on a guy's shoulders, and that's it. Like, this is all new. Like, very rarely do we see NFL players doing something that they've never done before at this level. So I don't know. But I'll tell you this. Normally when they do special teams, that's when I go and get a Gatorade and reapply the sunscreen and kind of look at my phone. I will not be paying attention to this new kickoff rule when the Bills do that during those periods.
Yeah, Danger and I, we'll sometimes just sit up, you know, where we do our broadcast from in the Pelicano, and the only action you ever see really over, well, somebody might be on the jugs machine, and, oh, hey, there's Tyler Bass, and he's trying to kick it over the roof there of the gymnasium, and, you know, sometimes he's successful, sometimes he's not. Do we have any concern about Tyler Bass? There's no competition for him, but You could say it was the holder. You could say it was any number of things, but sometimes it is witchcraft, and it kind of goes away. Any concern about Bass heading into this season?
Mike and Jenna had concerns going into that Chiefs game, and I said, no, he's fine. The Pittsburgh game was tough conditions, all these things in the playoff game. I was wrong. I can put my hand up and admit that. Tyler Bass seemed to hit a wall at some point last year, whether that's mental, whether that was mechanical, one of those things. I don't see the point in bringing in some training camp battle for a kicking position. There are 50 kickers that the Bills could sign week one if they don't like Tyler Bass, who could show up on Wednesday and kick on Sunday. Like, there's no reason to have two kickers take up a roster spot, in my opinion. Like, you know what you have with Tyler Bass. Hopefully Tyler Bass gets in a good rhythm, finds his, you know, his drive back, as they say, with a golf game, like find your swing, things like that. But to me, there's no point having a competition because you could sign a veteran tomorrow that could kick in 72 hours. So I'm not overly concerned. I've kind of dug my feet in. I like Tyler Bass. I think he has the leg to kick in Buffalo and all of these things. But he's got to show me something, and I'll be keeping track of his makes and misses during training camp.
Dan, during his time in Buffalo, what we heard a lot about with Stephon Diggs during training camp was his juice, his energy, you know, this juice that he brought to the team, to the field. He's gone, and I'm wondering if Josh Allen has that in him to kind of replace that juice, to be that kind of vocal leader now on the offensive side of the ball. Do you think that's part of his DNA, and or is there somebody else with Diggs out of the picture now that can step into that role and kind of motivate these guys on a play-by-play basis?
Yeah, another great question, Danger, because we talked about it. And look, Diggs is an alpha. Like, there's no question about it. And whether you say it's a diva or whatever, when Stephon Diggs walks in a room, you sit up straight because he's Stephon Diggs, and that's the level of intensity that he plays with. We've heard that from day one of how hard that guy practiced, and that he brought the energy of little things because of how much he competed. Dan Dawkins was on NFL Network this weekend, and he talked about how they lost juice and swagger with Stephon leaving. And he called him one of his favorite teammates that he's ever had. Like, I know fans are fed up with the drama and all the Diggs stuff, but don't let that cloud your judgment of what of a leader that Diggs was. Now, Deion also said that Josh has been more vocal this year. He's been barking more. Like, you kind of got to have that jerk in you, like for a PC word. Like, you kind of got to be a guy that can slam your hand on the table and say, this isn't okay. Like, Brady had that, where it's like, this isn't working. Peyton Manning had that. Like, guys where it's like, if you want to drop the ball, that's fine. I'm not throwing it to you. And Josh has this calm, cool, collected, your friend, your buddy. And that's fine. But sometimes your buddy's got to be the boss. And that's where Josh holds himself to a high standard. He now has to hold everybody around him to that same standard. And whether that's by being more vocal, and now he's in his seventh year, something like that, like, all of a sudden, you're putting on a different hat, because what you're missing is that leader that Stephon Diggs was. Whether or not you liked him and the drama and the tweets and all that stuff, I get it, Bills fans. I understand all that. But Josh has been the emotional leader by his play, by his intensity. Now you have to be the vocal leader. You've got to be that guy that can say, hey, this isn't acceptable, and this is why, and watch how we do it. And everybody's got to sit up straight now when Josh walks in the room, instead of dapping him up and saying, hey, buddy, oh, you're, you know, this joking. Like, you got to be the dude now. You that's what this team needs.
Hold on. Oh, somebody else went on the injured list for Atlanta, Dan. Sorry.
Have a good one, guys. Appreciate it.
Dan, I told him not to go there. I mean, you're our guest. You commit a lot of your time to joining us here in the sports bar. We're going to see you on Wednesday. I don't want things to get awkward or uncomfortable when the media cafeteria enjoying the turkey burger.
It's a compliment. You're still competing, yet all these injuries, Dan. I'm actually being nice to you.
Is this what it's like to be a Mets fan? It's just like, they're not even fun to watch, the Braves. We scored two runs a game. We lost our best pitcher, our best hitter. We've lost our best defensive center fielder. We now lose our all-star second baseman. We are a shell of the team that we were. And that's why last year hurt so much. And that's why sports are awesome and tragic at the same time. Because you know when you get close, I was just expecting to roll it out there. This team will make the playoffs, and I'll be upset about it because I don't want to see them lose and get shut out and lose some 1-0 game to the Pirates or something like that will just frustrate me.
You know what this
Alonso didn't win the home run derby, so I'm happy.
You know what this misfit across the studio from me wants to see happen, Dan? He wants to see Atlanta and the Mets somehow make it. It's
not going to line up that way because they're both wild cards. So like Atlanta, but to his point, if Atlanta gets the top wild card, well, maybe it could.
Huh.
Dan, I'd sign up for that. I'm sorry. Look, come on over, buddy. I won't think anything less of you. We have fun. Grimace. We sing songs. It's all good. You are just like,
you guys
honestly
are adorable. You're adorable.
They are, aren't they?
The sign is the dumbest thing. I'm all for celebrating, and I'm all for dumb antics. I like the Blue Jays. They have their home run jacket, all that stuff. The OMG sign is the dumbest thing in all of baseball.
No, we're exceeding expectation, Dan. Every Met fan is happy, and you're four games up on the Mets right now,
This is going to be so much fun, Dan. Relay the message to Catalana that he did it again, and this is just going to be so much fun to watch down the stretch here.
Yeah, honestly, like, your misery brings me joy, so I just need that. Whenever your bullpen comes in the game, I smile a little bit, and a fairy gets their wings.
Dan, BuffaloPlus.com, we know you just recorded an hour and a half long episode? Yeah. My goodness, yeah. Man, I'm sure you guys covered everything in your training camp preview.
Yeah, 5 storylines heading into camp, answered some questions, and we each had a hot take, which I don't have any of those, so I really had to labor and to try and dig one of those up.
Was your hot take that the Bills will Josh Allen will pass for over 5,000 and James Cook will have less than 500 rushing yards on the season, something along those lines? You don't really need to run the football in the NFL.
Right. Yeah. I actually have, we've all made a bet, tune in the podcast, but I think a guy that leads the team in receiving yards is not one that many people would expect. So I'll leave you with that. Mm.
Very good.
All right, Dan. Dan, see you at Fisher, buddy. All right, thanks, buddy.
Wednesday afternoon, we'll run into Dan at the posh media cafeteria with all the Bills media dignitaries.
Oh, it's McDermott speaks right off the top, and talk about how great it is back at Rochester and thanking Fisher and hope to get some good work in. Like, this is the way they want it. Like, when you compare what's happening in West New York storyline-wise, what involves any drama here? There's no drama.
I want to say it might be as low as 4 teams left that go away to camp. Something like 4, 6, or 7, something like that. It's a dwindling number.
I'll save it for shots coming up next hour, but there's one team that is going away for camp and it's like on lockdown.
Oh.
Can you imagine, like, what would be the purpose of going away to camp?
Top secret.
Top secret,
not opening it up to fans.
Yeah, not opening up to fans, nothing. It's like, oh, then why are we doing it? Well, they have their reason, I suppose.
All right. Well, that's coming up in a round of shots. Happy hour is next. You can join us at 866-4326 if you'd like to pull up a stool. What are you looking forward to seeing on Wednesday when training camp hits St. John Fisher University and the Buffalo Bills are back in town? We'll get into that and more next. Alex Brasky, the Batavia Daily News, was great in the 3 o'clock hour, and we appreciate Dan Fates of BuffaloPlus.com and 13WM Sports for stopping by. This hour, we'll have a reaction to what we've been talking about this afternoon from both of those gentlemen and more next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.